With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. These are Representative Sam Farr's last weeks in Congress. He retires in January after serving the Monterey Bay area for 23 years. Even as he packs up to leave, he's working to complete legislation still moving through both houses. I reached him at his office in D.C. to talk about this time of transition for himself and the country.
It's very interesting. This town is in big change, big doubt, I think, is what the big question is. What kind of a president is Trump going to be, and who are all these people that he's bringing in who don't know a lot about Washington?
Your district overwhelmingly voted for Hillary Clinton, and since the election, we've seen protests from Santa Cruz to Salinas. We've seen some local schools like Hartnell and CSUMB having forums for their students to help them process these election results. Both of those schools have Dreamers on campus or students who worry about their parents being deported. Do you have a message for those people who are still feeling very uncertain about the future?
Yeah, you know, I always tell people it's very difficult to organize around uncertainty, and there is uncertainty in their lives, but they have nothing really to organize around because nothing's done yet, no change. You know, as long as no change comes about for them, they're okay. And if change comes about, it will not be radical or immediate, and it will be worked out and compromised. Politics is the art of compromise. So, frankly, I don't think they have anything to fear but fear itself right now. And what I would tell them to do is just not just ignore it or not be concerned, but don't get all up in a frenzy and don't try to spend money and do kinds of things that people have to do to say, well, we got to get a lawyer, we got to do this, because we don't even know what's going to happen yet.
And so here you are in your final weeks in Congress. Is there anything you hope to accomplish?
We are still in session, and we still have to do some business. We still have to appropriate money to keep government open before we get out of here on December 16th. And we still have tons of unfinished business. I have a bill, for example, on Clear Creek, which is over in San Benito County, BLM land, about 60,000 acres that we've worked out a compromise so we can reopen it. It's got asbestos, and BLM, with advice from the EPA, has just shut down the whole land, and it's just public land that can't be accessed. And so we've worked out a bipartisan compromise, and it's really a good bill. It's over in the Senate, and it should be taken up without any controversy. But the question is, are they going to even take these bills up? So certainly I've been a leader on the appropriation side of prohibiting the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, from enforcing laws against people using medical marijuana in states that have adopted laws. I think it's about 30 states now that have medical marijuana laws. So that's one we're still working on. But by and large, the town is kind of shutting down from the old and waiting in anticipation of the new.
Knowing how things move, usually during a lame duck session, do you think that those will move forward, that those will pass?
Well, I've seen both. I've seen lame duck sessions where they pass, and I've seen lame duck sessions where everything gets killed. The Republicans right now, with a Republican coming in president, they want to shove everything to next year. That would be, to me, a real waste of incredible talent and time that has been spent trying to figure out how to get these bills in order to get them to the president, and they ought to let them be adopted.
And Congress adjourns on December 16th, so is that your last day in office?
Well, my last day on the payroll is January 3rd. My last day, I'm in my office here in Washington right now, and I have to be out of this office by Friday. And I don't, for a month, I have no office. I just work out of my apartment. And I have to get rid of that, too. So I'll probably be a man with a cell phone on a street in a coffee shop. That'll be my office. But, yes, Congress adjourned sine die the 16th of December, if not before.
That's Congressman Sam Farr. Just in case you were wondering, Congressman-elect Jimmy Panetta will not get Sam Farr's old office when he's sworn in on January 3rd. Offices are given out by seniority, and as a freshman congressman, he gets to choose from what's left. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.